praising this morning. Come on and give Him some praise this morning. Give Him some praise this morning. He's worthy, He's worthy, He's worthy to be praised. Amen, amen, amen. Often in life, we meet people. And when we meet people, they instantly pass judgment on us. Quite often people will see you and they'll try to measure you based off what they see. But you're more than that. See, the issue is that quite often people get in trouble because they think they can handle you, deal with you, treat you any kind of way because of what you look like. So every now and then you have to remind people of who you really are. See, you are a child of God, and because you are a child of God, you are empowered by the anointing of God to do what you do. The safety in that is that you don't have to do someone else. You just do you. And as long as you're doing you, God is okay with that. Because if you try to be someone else, or try to dance to somebody else too, or try to do what they want to do when they want to do, and then they wake up tomorrow and they change, then you go, gotta change your dance all over again. So you gotta learn just to be you. See, sometimes when you're being you and people don't accept you for who you are, it doesn't mean something is wrong with you. It simply means they don't get you. It's okay if they don't get you, because you don't have to get me so long as God got me. If God got me, if God is for me, I don't care what obstacles come against you, God is going to see you through. So don't allow people to pass judgment on you. And when people pass this judgment on you, they assume that they are safe in their thoughts, in their belief, because I see you. I've been studying you. I've mapped you out. I know how you swing, how you punch. I know everything about you. But what they overlook is the anointing that is on your life. It is the power of God, the anointing of God, that allows you to do what you do. Now, when I say anointing, I'm not throwing words at you. I'm talking about this is the power of God. Now, when you have the power of God, then it's not about you fighting a battle. It's about God. Because God says, this battle is not mine, it's the Lord. Now, if He has empowered me, has already gave me dominion, power, and authority over every devil, over every lie, over every sickness, over every return check, over every unemployment, over every naysayer, if He already empowered me, what you worried about what folks think about you? What difference does it really make? Can you really stop somebody from having an opinion about you? So let them think. You just do what God is calling you to do. Now, when you begin to do what God is calling you to do, expect to have haters in your life. When you begin to walk in your anointing, expect to have haters in your life. When you begin to flow where God wants you to flow, expect somebody to come against you and try to block what God has already shown you. But if God has shown you something, if God has given you a vision, He's big and bad enough to give you provision. In other words, He'll pay for His own project. When you learn that man can't do anything against you, everything slows down. So what if you walk out? that on me. You don't want to pay the bills? Fine. That just means God is going to show up like that. So what if you doubt if I can do it? I don't care. That just means that God is going to show up. You have to get into a place where it's you and God in an intimate relationship. When I say intimate, I mean into me. I see God. I see God when I walk, because I want to walk to you instead of walking around you. I see God when I talk. That's years ago, I would have cursed you out. But now God, okay. Wrong crowd. I'm sorry. Y'all hold it. I don't know about you, but God is not through with me yet. I still got some stuff up in me. If it come out, and you got some stuff up in you, if it come out, and I'm still sanctified, still filled with the Holy Spirit, but God ain't finished with me yet. I still got a way to go. Into something.
Yes.
Sometimes God does an amazing thing. He'll call you into something.
All right now.
But he won't give you an audience to talk to.
Jesus.
Have you ever had something to say and no one
to say it to? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What an awful thing. God gave you a revelation and God is speaking and God is showing you something and God is saying, I want you to do this, and you're excited and you want to tell, and God removes everybody and says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes God want to do a thing in you, and when he does it, he wants nobody else to be around so you don't get confused and you don't think you need to share God's glory or the credit with somebody else. Because you know, people, if you do something for me and you see me through, then I got to thank you. I thank God. I have to give him and he alone all the praises. I owe no man nothing but to love. Samuel comes to Saul. Saul is anointed for his job. Saul is disobedient to God. God then takes the anointing from Saul. Do you hear that? God takes the anointing from Saul. I know sometimes we're in the church and we say, you know what? I can't lose my anointing. You can't lose your salvation, but you can lose your anointing. See, because sometimes you can flow in something real easy, but when God says that season is over, you gotta struggle and you gotta put forth work because you trying to do it. I thank God it's not by might, not mine, not my muscles. I thank God it's all about him. When he anoints you to do something, you just flow in it. It's a struggle for everybody else, but you can do it with your eyes closed. You can do it with your back turned. You can do it on a Monday and you can do it on a Thursday, because it's not about you, it's about God. That he would go to Saul. Saul disobeyed God. When Saul disobeyed God, God removed the anointing. Listen to me. Sometimes when you're in a season, you better get all you can get in that season. See, because one day it's going to rain. One day your faith is going to be tested. One day you're going to be sick. One day you're going to have no money in the bank. One day your friends going to walk out of you. One day you're going to be unemployed. One day, your day is going to come where God is going to test you. Let me see if you're really made up what you've been talking about. You're just dancing around in that church.
Somebody, God before you. Who can be against you? One day God gonna test you. One day God wanna see if you really about the faith that you claim. One day you gonna go through hell and you gonna wonder how you get there. And God is saying, I allowed it. One day you gonna go through something, a pressure, 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 and God is gonna say, let me see you now.
Disobedient to God. And as Saul is disobedient to God, God removes the anointing from him. Now watch this. When God removes the anointing from him, God leaves him in the position. What an awful thing, Sergeant Major, to be in a position of a Sergeant Major, but you have no power to do it. What an awful thing to be a manager of someone and you have no power, no authority to do it. And so Saul sat for 13 years in the position with no power. You got a boss just like that. He just sits in the position, doesn't have the power or the authority to do anything. You ask him something, he got to run and ask somebody else. You got to wait for them to ask him for him to get back to you. So for 13 years, he just sits. Just sits. And then one day, here comes the prophet Samuel. The prophet Samuel comes along. God sends him to Jesse's house. Jesse has a lot of boys. They are doing their thing. One of Jesse's boys, he's the youngest one, he's out taking care of the sheep. Watch this. Notice how God have David doing today what David is being called to do tomorrow. Some of the things that you're doing in your life that you think are so small, so petty, is a setup for you to walk into your calling on tomorrow. Don't get upset about the small beginning, because it's the small beginnings that lays the foundation for the big ending that God has in store for you. That's the big bang when God bless you, because you're in the will of God. That's the big bang when I line up with the word of God and God begins to move in my life. I'm unemployed, but I'm still making it. I'm a single parent, but I'm still making it. I got cancer already in my bones, but I'm still making it, because God, he's God, and he's worthy to be praised. I said 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 he is worthy. The prophet said. The prophet said. The preacher come by. When the preacher comes, God tells him, I want you to anoint my king. Jesse lines up all of his children. But that one. I'm more than you see. That one. Get back. Because you don't look like us. You even got a different daddy. So you just somebody that just came along. Don't you love it when man pops over you, skips over you, and God says, but that's the one I want right there. That's the one. You mean looking like that? That's the one I want. Smelling like that? That's the one I want. Sounding like that? That's the one I want. God says to the prophet, he says, don't look at the outside. character.
All right.
See, you can dress it up, and you can make it look real good on the outside. But that old heart,
there it is right there,
attached to that old tongue, a tornado waiting to happen. So the prophet, he comes, and he says to Samuel, bring all your children.
Bring all of them.
He brings one.
All right, now. Go ahead.
Not that one.
All right. Help yourself.
Not that one. But now, you have to watch Jesse, because Jesse is saying, that's my oldest. He looks like he can do the job. And God says to the prophet, not that one. He goes to number two. And he's about to anoint. And God says, not that one.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesse is dealing on the inside and said, you talking about my son. I know I got a king in the family. It has to be number one or number two. Maybe number three. God says, not that one. Not that one. And so the prophet says, do you have any more? Yeah. He lines up seven more.
Yes, Lord.
Not that one.
Not that one.
Not that one. Mm. Not that one. Mm. Not that one. Not that one. Not that one.
All right, man.
And so here it is. Watch this. The man of God, who's already discerned that something is in the family, I just haven't seen it yet. Something is in your family. You just haven't seen it yet. You know that little child that keeps giving you hell today? That's the one. The one that you think will be alright. No, that's not him. No, it's the one that doesn't look like anything. The one that's standing up next to David. That's the one. That's why God says to you, train up the child the way that he's talking about the uniqueness of the child. And so when you begin to deal with the uniqueness, what worked for Bob ain't gonna work for Ray Ray. Because Ray Ray came from a different cut. Ray Ray gonna make you go through something. But when you finish ministering to Ray Ray, Ray Ray then gonna be the preacher that you never expected. Don't you give up on who did. Don't you give up on Ray Ray. Not yet. The child that you think gonna take care of you, that's not him. It's the one that would never come home and pray. That's him. Be careful how you touch your children, because the Bible says, touch not and do my prophet. You got anything else in the house? Anybody else?
All right,
a little one.
Yes, Lord.
Don't look like nothing.
All right, now.
He's not muscular and shaped and like the first set. We'll go get him. As a matter of fact, we're not going to sit down until he comes. I wish somebody, when you're going through something, look, find the word of God and stand on it and say, I'm not going to sit down until he comes. I'm going to stand on his word until he comes. I'm going to stand right here, come however you know what. I'm going to stand until he comes. But won't God show up in your life? Won't God show up in your mess? Won't God get all in your business? And then he begins to make a way out of no way. He becomes your bridge over troubled water. He becomes a pastor when they say no. He becomes the doctor when they say cancer. God makes ways out of no way. I wish I had a witness in here. I wish I had about 50 people in here this morning that know God makes ways out of no way. My God can take a scrap, and you ain't got much, but he'll take it and he'll do a supernatural. I wish I had some folks.
in here who are really praisers. I'm not talking about some who's going through. I'm talking about some really praisers. Some folks that can praise God. But you see God move in your life. And it wasn't 5 years ago. He did it last week in your life. You got any more?
Yes.
You got one back there.
Yes, yes.
Go get him.
Oh, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
He go and he finds David.
Yes, Lord.
Taking care of the sheep.
Yes, Lord.
Now, that's ironic because that's what God calls you.
Yes.
Yeah,
cheap. In other words, David was already preaching. It was just the sheep couldn't say amen. It's horrible to be called to something and you have no audience. Sometimes at home I have to preach to myself. I don't need no amen. Cause this is between me and God. God, I need you. I don't care if nobody else believes it. I need you. I need you to move for me. I don't need an audience. I don't need to be seen. I'm petitioning you. David said, I don't care if the sheep can't say amen. Because you know the Bible declares that the word of God say amen to itself. If you're in a position and you need someone to validate you and to stroke you and to tell you you're doing a good job, you're in the wrong position. The Bible calls him Rudy.
Yes.
Little Rudy Pooper.
Yes.
Don't look like that.
Yeah.
And here he comes. And the prophet Samuel says,
yeah.
That's him.
That's him.
That's him.
That's him.
And I'm sure the brothers are saying, kick them out. And God is saying, that's him. See, when God looks at us, God wants to see in us a man or a woman that is after his own heart. Not your agenda, his heart. That's why when you pray, you're praying that the will of God, the heart of God, what do you want for me? Because I love me, but my love for me is not as greater than the Father love for me. Whatever you want and you asking God for is peanuts compared to what he want to do for you. So the prophet comes. He has the old one.
Oh, yes.
And he says, this one. Little Matthew. Matthew getting his praise on. Matthew got it. Out of the mouth of babe. And so he anoints this one. Because he didn't look like what you thought a king should look like. Now, watch this. The moment that he anointed that one, the anointing then left Saul. See, because God can't have two heads in the same body. That's why you and your children are in conflict. Because they forget sometimes that you the head until you slap them upside the head. So they're in your house, but they want to do what they want to do. Made no money. Don't even know how much the utilities are. All they know, they sit down and eat. Don't know what it takes to get the food there. But they want to rise up, raise up against you. If somebody say to you, you can't chastise your child, well, you better come and get him. by. When man is saying, not you, God is saying, that's the one. See, God's been having his eyes on you for a long time. Now, he allowed you to go through something because he was trying to shape you, trying to form you, trying to mold you, because he knew where he was taking you. So it took all of that to get you ready for where you are now. You need to thank God for your past. You need to thank God for your pain. You need to thank God for the stuff that hurts you. You need to thank God for the stuff that walked out. Because they walked out. But God is saying, in the midst of you and I being in a relationship, he says, if you say to me, pass me now, oh gentle Savior. Here, my Lord, God. Do you hear me, God? I'm going through something, but pass me now. I'm going through something, but pass me now. Rejection, but you pass me now. Liar, but you pass me now. I'm more than what you say. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. In closing, have you ever ran up against someone and you thought that was going to be an easy fight? And you found yourself in the worst battle? Because I thought, if that's all he is, I can easily do that. But what you didn't know is that there's a giant killer. And the giant killer may not have the muscle, but he has the faith. The giant killer may not have the height, but he has the favor of God. Don't you know God's favor is not fair? Don't you know God will take you through something just to see how you respond? And when you blink and you think that you're going to faint, God says, I got you. He says, I won't pass you up. Because since the beginning of the time, he says, I chose you. You didn't choose me. See, if we choose God, we can unchoose God. But if God chose us, we're in this thing together. I'm abiding in him, and he's abiding in me. I'm tied up and tangled up in him, and when you come against me, touch not my anointing. Do my prophet no harm. I know what you're trying to do, but no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I see it in the making, but that ain't gonna work. God brought that. And you tried this, but that ain't gonna work. God brought that. And you thought about that? That ain't gonna work. God brought that. Because I'm a child of God. I was created to give him some praise. I was created to give him some worship. I was created to give him. Because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. In the midst of you going through something, you need to understand there's nobody greater. Nobody. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over. I know that's new. Let me step back a few decades. What the old folks, you say, can't nobody? Yeah. Can't nobody. You know what? I'm not even talking about you. I'm not even talking about you. I'm just talking about he's perfect. I'm through with you. I ain't got time to fool with you. I'm talking about my friend, my Lord and my Savior. Every now and then, you have to get a little selfish on your turn. Every now and then, you have to say, well, you stay over there. Me and God going yonder. I need some face time. I need to get down on my knees. I need to talk to my dad. Daddy, I don't know how to dress the prayer, but I need, and you know the rest. Every now and then, you need to put your face on the floor and say, God, for you I live, for you I die. Every now and then, God, I see cancer, but I believe in you. I know what the doctor said, but you said by your stripes. To speak those things, begin to decree and declare those things, because God is able.
Have you been blessed today?